Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
So any of you have walked down to the shrines that are at the bottom of the hill have seen that this is a place where Srila Advaita Acharya took initiation from Madhavendra Puri, and also a place where he worshipped Shalagram Srila to pray for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in considering the act of crying out for the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's a great lesson, and that is that Krishna is responsive. And Srila Prabhupada mentions this in one of his purports in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. In fact, as we mentioned in Jagannath Puri, Gajendra in his prayers says that it's not that when we start praying, Krishna is responsive. He's always attentive. And when we pray, then he's responsive. Because as he says in the Gita, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Name Dveshosti Na Priya Ye Bhajanti Tumam Bhaktya Mai Te Teshu Chapyaham. I'm equal to everybody. But when somebody worships me in devotional service, and that person is within me, and Krishna's like the sun, he's giving his mercy everywhere, but those who don't take advantage of it then might complain, where is the sun, if they stay in the darkness all the time. So the Shastra says, particularly Srimad Bhagavatam, Kamasya Nendriya Pritir Labo Jiveta Yavata Jivasya Tattva Jignasya Narto Yashcheha Karma Bihi. Life's desires are never meant for gratifying the senses, because that comes naturally to the animals. Therefore, it's not worthy of human beings. Kamasya Nendriya Pritir Labo Jiveta Yavata, and material gain should never be used for sense gratification. Jivasya tattva jignasya. But what is the purpose of life? The purpose of life is to maintain a healthy balance, to preserve oneself for the sake of inquiry. And in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, atato brahma jignasa, therefore, now is the time to inquire. Therefore means because you've tried everything else and it didn't work. And now you've been given the biggest boon of all, and that is you have the capacity to inquire about your greatest good and about what is Brahman, what is the highest thing. And the Vedanta Sutra urges us, ask this question now, because when you ask, then Krishna will be responsive. And as Krishna says in the Gita, in many places, how he's responsive, but the famous verse from 10:10, Tesham satata yuktanam vajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who worship me with love, I give the knowledge and intelligence how to come to me. So when Advaita Acharya set this example by sitting and praying for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, using a very simple technique, offering tulsi leaves and Ganges water, and he found in the Shastra that when that combination is there, one prays sincerely to Krishna, then Krishna is purchased by that act of love. And so Prahlad Maharaj mentions in his prayers in the 7th canto, when he's praying to Lord Nrisingadev, he said, you're just like a desire tree. And you don't consider the lower or the higher. Whatever anybody asks for, you deliver that. So if one stands before a kalpavriksha, a wish-fulfilling tree, and you say, please let a bag of hammers fall upon my head, and a bag of hammers falls upon your head, then who can you blame for asking that? It's the quality of the inquiry and the desire. So Advaita Acharya represents, well, it's not that he represents anything. He is the embodiment of pure devotional service to Lord Krishna. He's a manifestation. He's non-different from Krishna himself. That's why he's called Advaita. There's no difference between him and Krishna. But there is a difference, as there is a difference in everything in Krishna's creation. That's why his creation is called Vishesha. Incidentally, that's where the word Vaisheshika comes from. It means that every particle within the Lord's creation is unique. There's no living entity that's the same as another. No sunset that's the same as another. Every incident, every atom is different from another. And so, what was I saying before that? So Advaita is an expansion of Krishna. Krishna expands himself first into Balaram, from Balaram into Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev, and then Mahasankarshan, and from there another quadruple expansion. And then we get the Purushas, like Mahavishnu, Garbhadakshay Vishnu, Shirdakshay Vishnu. So Advaita Acharya is a manifestation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva together. This is, as Madhavananda Prabhu would say, a big topic. And we're not going to go in that direction right now. But in the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and this is the point I want to make, Kaviraj Goswami says that all of the expansions of Krishna, starting with Balaram, are in the same mood of service because they understand what is what. And that is that the only happiness in life is service to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Advaita Acharya says, Chaitanya Dasa Mui Chaitanya Das. Chaitanya Das, what is it? Das. In any case, he said, I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya, I'm a servant of Lord Chaitanya, I'm a servant of his servants. Because, as Kaviraj Goswami points out, this is the real nectar in life. So he's a great servant of the Lord. So he's the embodiment of pure devotional service, and he calls out to invite Lord Krishna to come to this world. So we often, when we mention Kalpavriksha trees, and sometimes there's information that this particular tree might be a Kalpavriksha tree. That tree I've heard is a Kalpavriksha tree. There's one at the end of the pathway on the way. Well, it's at the juncture when you're walking from the Vaishnava Academy to the Panchatattva Mandir. There's a desire tree there, I've heard. In fact, on the way there today, I saw that Rajendranandan went out of his way to go to that tree because he's always looking for a special advantage. Wherever he can get Krishna's mercy, he goes there. And so we look for desire trees here or there because then what can I do? I'll go there. But fact is, we all live under a desire tree all the time because Krishna's there within the heart. And he's always responsive to our sincere prayers. And Advaita Acharya shows this by his example. That's why he's Acharya. That by serving Krishna, by calling out to Krishna for descent in our life, then Krishna will appear in his own time, in his own way. In fact, he appears in all kinds of ways according to his sweet will. My favorite is Lord Boar. Brahma's sitting there in trouble, and he's thinking, my Lord, please help me. And all of a sudden, something comes out of his nostril. It's like, what is that? It's a flying pig. And the sages begin offering prayers from the Vedas. And it is kind of funny. I mean, Krishna's funny. He comes out comes at you from different directions. You never know which way he's going to come at you. But if you pray, you know he will come at you. And he'll be there. He'll be there in your life manifested. And what is required? The sincere prayer, as Advaita Acharya Prabhu made in this place. And also, we notice this is a quaint place. It's still, now, even in this day and age, when there's so much technology around, this is a very remote, quaint place. Can you imagine what it was like 500 years ago? And so what can you do from a quaint place? Don't you need to be in the center of the city with fast internet to get anything done? Don't you need to have a widescreen or something like that? Don't you need to have vehicles and cars and all kinds of things like that? Devesh, Vrindarani, Subal, and Sachi are leaving. And Rasika Shiromani? Oh my God, this is a big hit. Haribo! Hare Krishna, safe journey. Hare Krishna, Gauranga. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for coming and being a part of this yatra. We'll never forget it. Hare Krishna. We count in the days till we see you back at ISV. Hare Krishna. Ananda Murari Prabhu, what was I saying? So, what do you need? Do you need? Don't you need to be in, the center of information and? What can you do from a quaint, remote place? Well, it turns out you can do a lot. If you're in the corner of the universe, if you're sincere, and you do the best service that you possibly can from that place, then Krishna will reciprocate in unimaginable ways. He'll actually appear himself. He'll come as a Yuga avatar into your house, and he'll help you fulfill all your desires for pure devotional service. If you have this overwhelming desire that I would like to be empowered to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, I would like to do something for my spiritual master that will be remarkable. And it doesn't matter where you are, and it doesn't matter who you are. We all live under a desire tree. And if you're in the most remote place of the world, you can start by this prayer, my Lord, please let me serve you. And please give me the wherewithal to serve you. And from that place, any person who's sincere will attract attention, Krishna's attention, and then the attention of the world. Dhruva Maharaj did it. He was off in the jungle. And by the intensity of his purpose in devotional service, first of all, he was noticed. After a few months of austerity in devotional service, chanting his mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, all the demigods notice that there's something, some energy being drawn to one place in this universe, and it's actually choking up. He was doing some pranayama that was choking up the breathing process of the universe. It's not something fantastical. It's explained through physical laws in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam how this is possible. But it takes intense concentration. And those who also give this intense concentration to their practice of devotional service, whether it's making flower garlands or whether it's writing or distributing books or cooking for Krishna, and they put their whole heart and soul and full concentration into that service where they are with full devotion, will also attract the attention of all the devas and Krishna himself. And at some point, the world will beat a path to that person's door to find out, how can I do this too? Because this is the only rare commodity in this world, is pure, focused, devotional service. So this is an especially potent place to pray, to become focused in practicing pure devotional service, whatever service one has been bequeathed, so that one can attract the attention of Krishna. Shri Advaita Charya Prabhu Ki Jai. Go Premanande Haribo.
Hare Krishna. I'll try and get my spiel over with quickly so we can hear about the pastimes of Shri Advaita Charya. Thank you, Prabhu. I was very much impressed by how you pointed out how Advaita Acharya is really showing us the power of prayer. And basically, that's what our path comes down to. In Japan, they borrowed the Chinese characters. Japan borrowed everything from China. So they borrowed the Chinese characters, but The characters are used a little bit differently over time. They've morphed. And so in Japan, there's a concept of two paths in self-realization. And one is called jiriki. So riki means power. And ji refers to the self. So it's like trying to awaken, you know, out of maya, out of this illusion that we're in by using one's power. And so there's a lot of paths. Basically, if one doesn't recognize a higher power or the Supreme Lord, if one is thinking everything is one, then I have to do it myself. And so there's this path called jiriki. And then there's another character that also uses power. It looks like this. And it means power. But then the other character that goes with it is called ta. And it refers to other. So tariki means that other power, that higher power. So in that recognition of a higher power, we realize our dependence and we pray. And like Vaisheshika Prabhu pointed out, the Lord is not only attentive to us there within our heart, but he's actually the source of our very life. Yet we're in this illusion that somehow I'm separate from Krishna. It's almost ludicrous that we can realize or do anything or imagine that we can do something on our own, when the very source of, it's kind of like, you know, Krishna is the source of, he's the powerhouse of all consciousness, of all life, and he's the source of our very own life, yet we're in some imaginary world thinking, I'm separate from him, and that I exist independent of him. And so when we recognize our own life and how it's coming from Krishna, we can recognize that he's not only attentive, but he loves us completely, and he's never left us. And he's just waiting there for us to turn our attention towards him. Of course, we have to look within to find that. And so Advaita Acharya, he demonstrated to us the power of praying to the Lord. Of course, he wasn't praying for himself, but he was praying for the universe, feeling inadequate to do anything to go against the current of the Kali Yuga. So when we were back there under the tree where apparently it's where it said that Lord Advaita Acharya, he prayed to the Shaligram Shila, worshipping the Shaligram, the representative of the Lord, the self-manifested deity form of the Lord, with Ganga water and Tulsi, sincerely praying to the Lord. I kind of conceived of that as ground zero, or where the atomic bomb was invented. And now Lord Chaitanya has appeared with the holy name, and we've all been deputized, and here we are. And I feel so fortunate to be here. I know it's our last time together here. I probably shouldn't bring that up, but we've gone through so much together in these 14 days. And the whole time it's been in relationship, wherever we've been, in Puri or here, in relationship to Lord Chaitanya and his devotees and the different pastimes that have occurred there. And this is one of my most favorite places. I don't know what it is. I thought last year was the first time I'd come here, but I dredged my memory, and actually I did come here with Srila Prabhupada in 1976. But I hardly remember anything or what we did. We went to here, and we went to Panihati. And I'm not sure how far away Panihati is from here. It's very far, somewhere along the Ganga. And I just I remember that feeling, and the feeling it's non-different. There's something very special about Shantipur. So I'm just very happy to be here and praying for engagement and devotional service and to stay in the association of serious Vaishnavas, which here I am with you and here we are. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
This is the Sanskrit for the verse that Vaisheshika Prabhu quoted. Advaitam harinadvaitad acharyam bhakti samsanat bhaktavataram isham tam advaitacharyam ashraye. Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he's called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he's called Acharya. He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore, I take shelter of him. Shri Advaita Charya Prabhu Ki. I didn't make it last night to reflections, but I do want to say thank you very much for your association. I've said for years that having gone on parikrama with the Russian devotees that they were my favorite devotees, but I have to say you Prabhus are nudging them off the shelf. Your mood of etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette, your humility, your respect, your taste for chanting the holy names, your knowledge in the verses and shastras, the service attitude you have to Guru, and the Sankirtan spirit you have. You add it all up together and I couldn't have better association. Having said that, I ask that you please forgive me if I've stepped on your toes or you have noticed how arrogant I am and thought, why do I have to listen to that guy? Or if any way discouraged you, please forgive me. I sincerely mean that. In terms of Sri Advaita Acharya, wow, what an ocean of nectar there is to be churned. We'll just take a couple of gems from that ocean. How important he is to Chaitanya Leela, inconceivable. We always hear that he's the one who called down the Lord. He would fast long periods of time, chanting, not just chanting, but crying, calling out the Lord with such earnestness, with such devotion that he woke the Lord up. Oh, my devotee's calling me. The Lord dances to the desire of his devotee. So he woke him up and he was forced to come down by Advaita Acharya. He didn't start trying to bring the Lord down with the worship of tulsi leaves and Ganga water. He started out with offering flowers to the Lord. And the Ganga right behind here, this lower level of land right behind there, that's where the Ganga used to flow. And flowers would be thrown into the Ganga. And one of those flowers went on downstream and hit Mother Suchi when she was taking bath. And because of the touch of that devotionally enthused flower, she was empowered. She was blessed with the advent of Vishvarupa. So the Lord's elder brother, the expansion of Nityananda Prabhu Balaram, Vishvarupa took birth by the mercy of Advaita Acharya. Not only did he call the Lord down, and he did so because he felt himself incapable. Every Vaishnava feels himself incapable to perform the task given to him by his spiritual master. We all know that without the blessings of Guru and Vaishnavas, what can we do? We can't do anything but mess it up. So he felt himself incapable, so he was calling down the Lord to come and deliver the fallen conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. When finally the Lord revealed his divinity, that I have come, Advaita Acharya was here in Shantipur. The Lord's in Srivasangam with all the devotees. And he told the youngest brother of Srivas, go get him. Tell him I've come. I've manifest. I've fulfilled his desires. And there's a nice, wonderful pastime, but I want to keep it short. And the bottom line was that Lord Chaitanya assured Advaita Acharya, because you've asked me to come and because you want me to deliver the fallen conditioned souls, consider it done. Your wish is my command. And he asked for a boon from Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya asked Advaita to take a boon from him. And he said, what can I ask for? You've already fulfilled my desire. You've come. But he insisted. The Lord is very persistent in this regard. And he asked again and again, take a boon. So finally he said, I'd like maybe I, if I may, I'll read the exact words so you'll get the fullness of the sweetness, the kindness of Advaita Acharya. If you will distribute devotional service, then also give it to the less intelligent persons, including the women and the Shudras. So he prayed that the most fallen conditioned souls, that they receive. When we say devotional service, Lord Chaitanya came to give the holy names, the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And a wonderful verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it says, he came to give the holy names and to garland the world with Krishna Prem. So even those who are unqualified, Lord Chaitanya is saying, he's being asked by Advaita, you give them your love for Krishna. And then the second half of it is, and let all the sinful people who are proud of their education, wealth, high birth, austerities, and those who place obstacles in the path of your devotees and your devotional service, burn to death. And let all others, including the dog eaters, dance while singing your holy names and qualities. Hearing Advaita Acharya's statement, the Lord roared loudly and said, whatever you say will be fulfilled. The ecstasy, the reciprocation of love between the two Prabhus, Mahaprabhu and Prabhu. We often say, who can understand these things? Interestingly enough, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, the only person who can understand these conversations between the Lord is Shuddha Saraswati, the transcendental goddess of speech and learning. She dances on the tongue of everyone who is glorifying Lord Chaitanya. She was there on the tongue serving their lordships when they would engage in their wonderful reciprocations. The Leela is there is that Madhavendra Puri took initiation from Madhavendra Puri, the guru of Lord Chaitanya's guru. So Lord Chaitanya always treated him as his superior, always paying prostrated obeisances to him and glorifying him. This didn't sit well with the humble servant of Lord Chaitanya. He wanted so badly for the Lord to take his proper dues, that you're my worshipable Lord, you're my master, I'm an insignificant servant of yours. Went to the length that he preached Mayavad philosophy to make the Lord angry with him, so the Lord would come and correct him as a master should. A master who cares will correct his wayward disciple. He came to this very place and he beat Advaita Acharya, scaring Sita Thakurani to the point where she thought late Lord Chaitanya was going to kill her husband. Don't kill him. He's a Brahmin. He's an old man. Stop, please. Advaita Acharya's wish was fulfilled. The Lord treated him as a menial servant. Then he began to dance in ecstasy. Now, what is your position? Now my desire is fulfilled. You are treating me as your menial servant. So such reciprocations. He called upon the Lord. He got the benediction that all of us could receive, Krishna Prema. He was the one who wrapped up the Lord's pastimes. He had that very mysterious verse about everybody in the marketplace has bought all the rice. Nobody wants rice anymore. Tell the madman who was giving away the rice to go back. He's not needed anymore. So he was there all along with Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes. A very important point, and that's why I ask forgiveness from you, Prabhus, if I offended you. Mother Suchi, the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, was the only person who was not given the blessing of love of Godhead when Chaitanya was in the ecstasy of 21 hours at Srivasangam. Everyone else got Krishna praying. And they said, what about Mother Suchi? She's waiting. Give her your mercy. He said, can't do it.
Vitrasena Prabhu to tell about Prabhupada coming to pray here. Do you have a microphone?
Hare Krishna. In the early 80s, devotees came here with Jayapataka Swami, a large gathering, and they had a kirtan like what we're doing now. Someone came running up looking very emotional, and they translated what he was saying. He said, I'm the pujari here, and this man would come regularly and sit in the back of this temple and chant japa with tears in his eyes. And I saw him regularly. I didn't want to bother him. He was deep in prayer, and then he would leave. And then I didn't see him for a long time. Then one day I noticed the same man come dressed in saffron. This time he was praying, and he was really crying a lot. I didn't want to bother him, but I had to because I hadn't seen him for such a long time, and I asked, who are you? What's going on? He said, my guru asked me to do something impossible, so I'm here praying to get the mercy of Advaita Acharya. This is where this all started. I'm doing something impossible. Tomorrow, I'm getting on a boat going to America. And with tears in his eyes, the pujari said, this man with tears in his eyes begged me, can you bless me? And so this pujari said, I never saw him again after that. And then I started seeing people dressed, Western people dressed like Vaishnavs. And then I saw this magazine with this picture of that same man, my friend. And I realized he went there. He did it. It was successful. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
So you can picture Prabhupada sitting right there praying, give me the power to do this. And he just sat there chanting japa. That was his prayer, calling out Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And now we've come to the end of our yatra. After, what was it, 14 days of being in the holy dham together and singing songs, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, going to the holy places, hearing from Madhavananda Prabhu, Satyadev Prabhu, Rajendra Nandana Prabhu. This has been a time to remember that will bring us inspiration to distribute Krishna consciousness all over the world, having seen the inspiration within the hearts of the Dambasis to receive Krishna prasadam and transcendental books. I just have one more thing to say. Doyal Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marma. Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey! Doyali Tai Chaitanya Bole, Nacharyar Marman. Doyali Tai Chaitanya Bole Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Nacharyar Marman. Doyali tai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Doyal Tonahe. Doyal Tonahe. He mon Doyal Tonahe Mar. Kaye Prema De. He mon Doyal Tonahe Mar. Kaye Prema De. Doyal Hitai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Doyal Hitai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Hey! Doyali tai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Ore aparara dure jabe pabe premadan. Ore aparara dure jabe pabe premadan. Vichar to nahi hai, vichar to nahi hai. Oh, na me aparad, vichar to nahi hai. Oh, na me aparad, vichar to nahi hai. Doyali tai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Doyali tai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Hey! Doyali tai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Takon Krishna name ruche habe guche be banda. Takon Krishna name ruche habe guche be banda. Anuragto habe hai, Anuragto habe hai, Krishna name Anuragto habe hai, Krishna name Anuragto habe hai. Doyali tai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Doyali tai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Nacharya Marman. Hey! Doyali tai Chaitanya Bhule Nacharya Marman. Tako nanayase sabal habe jivera jivan. Tako anayase sabal habe jivera jivan. Jivanto Michehe. jivanto miche krishna rati bina jivanto miche krishna rati bina jivanto miche Doyalita Chaitanya Bhuli Nacharyar Marman Doyalita Chaitanya Bhuli Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Hey! Doyalita Chaitanya Bhuli Nacharyar Marman Doyalita Chaitanya Bhuli Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Nacharyar Marman Hey! Doyalita Chaitanya Bhuli Nacharyar Marman Eshe Vrindavane Radha Shame Pabedasha Hey Shri Vrindavane Radha Shame Pabedasha Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that in the process of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, if someone somehow or other comes in contact with some worldliness and trips for a second, said, don't worry. If you go on serving the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will make up for your shortcomings and he'll take you back home, back to Godhead by the process of Sankirtan. Those who dedicate themselves to menial service to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu end up in the Vrindavan pastimes of Lord Krishna, serving Radha and Krishna directly. This is the conclusion of all Vaishnavacharyas. And people all over the world, no matter how fallen they are, who come in contact with the Sankirtan movement and begin rendering service and helping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread this all over the world, become eligible for that great benediction. Therefore, all over the world, in Denver, Colorado, New York City, Beijing, Shanghai, Tokyo, Hong Kong, Chicago, Los Angeles, Maryland, Delaware, Pune, Florida, Georgia, Wisconsin, Silicon Valley. Everyone's sitting there right now and they're saying, Gaura Kripa Hole, Gaura Kripa, Go Kripa Hole, Gaura Kripa Hole, Gaura Kripa Hole. Go to Kripa Hole, hey. Go to Kripa Hole, hey. Hey, go to Kripa Hole, hey. Go to Kripa Hole, hey. Doyalita Chaitanya Bhuli Nacharyar Marman. Doyalita Chaitanya Bhuli Nacharyar Marman.
Nacharyar Marman. Nacharyar Marman.
Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, hey, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.